Hello everyone, welcome back to my podcast, The Waymaker Christian Center. And for you all know that I have this voice, but don't worry, I'm going to share the story what happened to me 2 weeks ago. So it's good to be here again, but unfortunately, I sounded like this. So here's the story about me 2 weeks ago. I am working at night, and I am a mom at daytime. Due to my stressful and graveyard schedule, my immune system became weak, and I'm dealing with fever and colds. And the most challenging part of the story is that I lost my voice, and everyone knows that my voice is my source. If I couldn't speak clearly, I may lose my job. So I was advised by the doctor to take a rest for 3 days and take the prescribed medicine. But still, I wasn't able to provide and get that prescription because, to be honest, I'm struggling financially this time. But I do believe that God will provide. So we will continue and go move forward. I will not gonna make it longer. For today, we will just take up one verse from the book of Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 9. The Lord shall be the king over the earth. In that day shall be there one Lord, and his name one. So what did you take away from today's verse? For me, no matter what I face, God will win in the end. So let me take up this devotional story or questions you can ask yourself about this. Who is Lord over your life? Who is King over your heart? Who is your God? When you surrender one thing of this world, your heart becomes enslaved to the bondage and entanglement of sin. Who has your heart? Who rules on the throne of your heart? What has your heart gripped in its hands? Do you worship your job? Do you worship your family? Do you worship your legacy? How about your net worth? What do you esteem more than God? What do you value more than God? What do you worship? Do you worship your position? Do you worship your resources? Do you worship your network? How about your influence? Choose to surrender to God. Let God rule your heart. Let His word have authority in your life. Let His power debunk every lie that enemy has spoken. Let His power disarm every trap that the enemy has set. Let His word have ultimate authority over every part of your life. When you choose to meditate on your worries and fears, they will begin to exalt themselves on the throne of your heart. When you decide to worship God instead of your fears, you're making the conscious decision to establish Christ as Lord and King over your life. Don't let the enemy take up residence in any area of your life. Choose to let God rule and have dominion on every part of your heart. Choose to worship God alone. Who is King over your life? And the Lord will be King over all the earth. On that day, there will be one Lord. His name alone will be worshipped. So let's pray. Almighty Father, our God, you reign. Nothing I go through or nothing we go through is outside of your control. All power and glory belongs to you only. And you will be acknowledged by everyone as God one day. Until the day, help us to honor and glorify you with every breath we take. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.